RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey,
he's concussed.
That stinks. I mean, so wait, we're going to watch Snoop Huntley take on Malik Willis. They're in, right? Packers are in.
They are in. I don't know. Sorry.
Who else could be?
They are in.
Yeah,
but
they're in.
They're still battling for the North, technically. Yeah, they're playing the Ravens. So it's the Snoop Huntley Malik Willis Bowl. That's Ken Luttrell, by the way. Hi. Evan Giddings with you, filling in for Stein Inger. We're talking a little football here. So,
they got to win out, though. Sorry.
Yeah, the Packers got to win out. Jordan Love is going to be out for that football game. That, by the way, is on Saturday. We're also in the season where the NFL starts to spread things around, because the other game, the Chargers Texans on Saturday.
Oh,
bolt up.
Yeah. Okay. Now, never mind.
Oh, this is where I was going earlier, though. This was during the crossover. I forgot about this. So, Carter Chickering was on earlier this morning with Sam Lubman. They did an awesome job. Carter.
kidding.
I'll give you the floor to talk your crap to Carter in a bit.
I got a problem with him.
I know you do. We all do. So, he hates the whole Super Bowl or bust thing.
Why?
Hates it. Why? Because, I don't know, he's a rational fan and believes that there are reasons why teams win and lose and abides by X's and O's and all that type of crap. I hate to break it to people, but we're at the stage in the NFL season where it is Super Bowl or bust.
I mean, isn't...
Starting now. Whether you have full belief in your team or whether you just are glad you got into the playoffs... The Super Bowl or bust aspect of it, for me, comes from the fact that if you lose in the playoffs, it hurts. Like, I don't care if you're 14-point underdogs and you're not expected to win and you get blown out. It hurts and it stinks when your team gets eliminated.
I mean, especially when your team's, like, you know, not always in the playoffs. Like, oh, poor Chiefs fans. They got to watch the playoffs without their team in it for once in the last decade or so. But yeah, I get it. But I think it's also how you get into the playoffs, how you're looking, you know, in the last few games. Like, if the Niners, let's say the Niners blow out the Bears on Sunday, then the Seattle Seahawks come to town, and that game will probably be flexed for like a late Sunday game, possibly for the division, possibly for the first seed, and they take care of Seattle easily. You don't think Niner fans are going to be saying, oh, it's Super Bowl or bust, baby? Like,
I'm sorry. No,
you can go.
I thought you were pausing for a dramatic effect.
No, not really. But
no, like, no, you're right. I mean, I think that, and this is it too. The Niners season has been such a roller coaster ride because of the injuries, and we don't know how much to believe in them or not because of the schedule. But it's like the path for them continues to play out in a way that I don't get why people don't believe that they have action. Like, I just don't.
I don't understand where...
You're seeing other teams, you're looking at their resumes, you're comparing it with the Niners. The Niners are humming right now. They're playing their best football, especially on offense. I just don't understand why it's so crazy to believe that the Niners could win a playoff game or multiple.
I mean, you're playing with house money right now if you're a Niners fan.
Not anymore.
You won
Super Bowl or bust.
Hang on. You won
Super Bowl or bust.
I hope Carter's listening because I honestly, like, you're 11-4. You won 6 games last year. The only thing that sucks about this Niners season is the fact you don't have your two main guys in Fred Warner and Nick Bosa.
You're better without them.
The offense is playing a lot better. The O-line is playing a lot better. Me and Dan Devone talked about that. He was really adamant on that offensive line. I mean, Christian McCaffrey is healthy, people. You know, you have a decent backup running back, right, in Robinson. The wide receiving room is decent. I mean, Juwan Jennings, people have been saying, well, they don't have a wide receiver one. He's been your wide receiver one. And they've done it without Brandon Ayuk, and they've kind of gotten past his whole dramatic, even though he's still, you know, 80 miles an hour down in Santa Clara, where right next to Levi's. You've gone through all that. You've gone through the injuries. You're 11-4. You have a chance to win the to get the first seed. But according to Evan, you don't need to get the first seed because, I mean, anybody can beat anybody at any time, anywhere, any place.
It would be nice.
Of course.
Don't get me wrong. And it would improve your chances to win, certainly to get to the NFC Championship game.
But if you honestly think that, you know, if you can ride the wave regardless of whether you're playing in Santa Clara, Chicago, Philly, you know, anywhere else, hell, maybe Carolina, who knows? I think it's Super Bowl or bust, especially because it's like you going in, there really wasn't like the biggest expectation except for the soft schedule because you didn't know what you're going to have with Brock Purdy. And we already saw that, you know, the turf toe sidelined him for however many games. You had to run with Mac Jones. You didn't know if Christian McCaffrey is going to be 100%, even though, you know, most of the media told us in training camp that he's looked like the Christian McCaffrey of old. You didn't know if the offensive line was going to be good or Trent Williams could play, you know, every single game. You didn't know a lot of things going into the season. And the Niners have shown us, yeah, no, we're going to be fine.
I mean,
they're going to be okay.
They've spat in the face of all the doubt that's kind of, in my opinion, for much of the season been warranted, right? I doubted that this offense was going to be able to get it done with Mac Jones. It did. I doubted that Christian McCaffrey could stay healthy for an entire season. He has. I doubted that Brock Purdy, without Brandon Ayuk and Ricky Pearsall for the majority of this season, would look as good as he has. They've done that. I've doubted, hell, that Trent Williams could stay healthy the entire season at his advanced age. He's done that. I doubted this defense could still keep you in games without Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. They've done that. Egg face all over. Like, but now, having gone through and seen all of that, it's like, why can't this team do that? Everyone's always looking for a reason for why the Niners can't win a playoff game or shouldn't be in the position that they are or don't have this advantage or that. And it's like, if I'm going to be objective, I can do that for any other team in the NFC. I mean, honestly.
Easily.
Seattle, they have a plus 164 scoring differential. That is number one in the NFL. I don't trust their quarterback. Yeah. Sam Darnold in big games
does not protect the ball.
He just does. If you can get pressure on him, he's going to throw the ball away. He always has, he always will. Chicago, never been there before. Rookie head coach, quarterback who's volatile. They've won a lot of close games. Philadelphia, coming apart at the seams as of 2 weeks ago. Don't give me the Raiders and the Commanders. That, to me, has not righted the ship yet. You got to prove it that your team is not completely undone from the inside out the way it was 2 years ago before you won the Super Bowl. Panthers, no explanation needed. The Rams, again, I think they're the best team, but they don't play a third of the game, which is special teams. And then the Packers, I don't know if their quarterback in his school is going to be okay. So yeah.
Officially ruled out.
That's all that I'm saying about the Niners. It's like, it is about what they can do as much as the parity right now in the NFC. And you said earlier, which is fair, that this is a down year. And I would disagree from this standpoint. I don't know if it's that it's a down year. It's just that every team is about even as far as the power rankings right now. Like, even in the AFC, New England and Denver are both the best squads, but they haven't been to the playoffs before.
And I don't even like either of them. You know who I like?
Or haven't been deep in the playoffs.
Real quick, Jacksonville.
With Denver.
Jacksonville, I think, no one's talking about, really. Because they don't know if they can trust Trevor Lawrence.
Because they play in Jacksonville.
Well, but what did they do just recently? They went into Denver, which is really hard to play in, you know, especially late in the year. And they handled Denver. I mean, you got to commend them on that. And honestly, if I'm a Niners fan thinking far ahead, let's say you get to the Super Bowl, make an incredible run. If you face Jacksonville, I would be worried. I'd be worried. Because they
what,
didn't look too...
Trevor Lawrence is going to turn into a pumpkin?
I just think the defense on that side, you know, it's...
They do have a good defense.
They got the most takeaways. I think they still have the most takeaways still.
See, I always wonder about that. And that relates to the Bears, too. So the Bears have the most interceptions in the NFL. I don't know if they have the most takeaways, but they have the most interceptions. So clearly, they get pressure on the quarterback. They are opportunistic. But turnovers are unpredictable. Like, let me run this by you. So the Niners are kind of the antithesis of that, right? They don't turn the ball over. They don't get sacks. And yet their defense is still good enough to get teams off the field enough. In a way, I almost trust that more because that's consistent. Turnovers to me are unpredictable. Now, you can, you know, a lot, you know, if you get to the quarterback, you do this, you do that, that's one thing. But the Bears, it's like, I do attribute the fact that they have the most interceptions in the NFL, I do attribute that some of that to just luck. Whereas the Niners are fortunes. Like you gotta get interception at some point.
Yeah.
Like a quarterback's going to give the ball up or, I don't know, he's going to turn the ball over eventually.
Do you feel like people are worried about the Niners' defense because they don't get that many turnovers? I mean, you have no problem with it.
Worried that they don't sack the quarterback than that they don't turn the ball over.
Right, or just allow pressure for him to even throw it away, not even just to throw an interception.
Yeah, and maybe those two are connected. But
And a quick Google, it says that the Chicago Bears do lead the league in takeaways, both total and per game.
Jacksonville?
No, Chicago.
Oh.
But early on, it was Jacksonville because they were doing a hell of a job.
Then how the hell do they only have a 33 scoring differential? It's like, to me,
this is the NFL now. I don't know.
No, but that's to me, that's the point is the Bears are a team that is 11-4 that's won a ton of close games because they have the most turnovers in football. AKA, hey, San Francisco, who's there? Evan, I'm here to tell you, you take care of the ball on Sunday, you're going to win.
And you know what? I think if they control the ball more. I mean, going back to what we were talking about, like bad defenses or bad teams that have won the Super Bowl and making the Super Bowl run, that 9-7 2011 New York Giants team, you know what they did when they went up against a team like the Green Bay Packers in, you know, the frozen tundra of Green Bay against Brett Favre? You know what they did going against Tom Brady on the biggest stage in the Super Bowl? They held onto the ball. They had the time of possession. They keep the ball from the opponent. And that's just what you got to do, really. Not just, like, because you said, don't really have to score that many, like, a substantial lead. Just play keep away. Just have the ball as much as you can. And I'm with you. I mean, if Chicago, like you said, plus 33 point differential. I mean, that tells me that they're not very safe, or maybe they just don't have the ball enough.
Well, and I mean, I think they do from the standpoint that they run it pretty well, but it's just, it's kind of inconsistent. I don't know, did the fact that the Niners last week kept Jonathan Taylor in check, do you think that was more because of the Niners, the Colts didn't run it much, and does that give you more confidence moving forward that they can stop an elite running back?
Yeah, I don't know. That was really weird to me because I'm like, why, like, this guy was like an MVP candidate all, you know, halfway through the season. So I don't know why they couldn't get it going with him. maybe they felt more comfortable because they're like, well, we're not going to get that much pressure. So, Phil, go ahead. Throw a few. You know? And he was doing it early. Him and Alec Pierce, it were like Brady and Moss. Like, yeah. You know? Dude, he was throwing. Listen, I'm not the biggest Philip Rivers fan. But he was slinging it, especially, you know, in the back of the end zone. He was firing him in there. So maybe that's the game plan. Like, listen, we know they're not going to put that much pressure on us. Let's throw the ball. I just don't like the fact that Jonathan Taylor was a non-factor. Like, why aren't you using him like a Christian McCaffrey-esque, like, get him in the open field? You don't have to hand him the ball. Just throw a little dump off. Let him get in the open field and run, because he's, to me, he's one of the best.
Yeah, I think the Niners...
Not the best.
Well, the Niners kind of shut him down. I mean, he had 2.9 yards a carry. I think he had less than 60.
Yeah, that's gross compared to what he can usually do.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. And Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. That's Ken Littrell. My name is Evan Giddings, filling in for Sandy Guru today. Dan Devone and Dan Dibley are coming up at 2 o'clock, and we'll have the crossover and what's bugging you in just about 45 minutes. Obviously, Devone is in for Willard, so looking forward
can't
to
wait for that
kind of combination. I think they've worked together one time.
Devone and Dibs.
Devone can work with anybody.
He really can. It's so easy.
He'll just put you on a couch.
Yeah. He's the best.
He's going to find one thing about Dibs that he likes and just keep hammering it over and over and over. It's going to be an entertaining show.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait. I had this question written down, and I don't know.
We'll ask it.
So the offensive line for the Niners has, to me, they've been stellar this year. You know? And that's one thing I feel like over the recent years people were worried about, especially during the Mike McGlinchey days. Like, I feel like people hated Mike McGlinchey, and then he gets a huge payday when
he's
goes,
been pretty good in Denver.
I know, in Denver. So maybe just Sean Payton figuring it out for that guy. But, like, so the offensive line has been stellar. Do you need it feels like we're saying this defense just needs to be okay. Does the defensive line just need to be okay? They don't have to be fantastic. It's like a bend don't break sort of a defense. I mean, if that's what we're saying and that's all you need to do in order to win these games, I'm for it. I just think that in order for you to do that, you at least have to get some pressure on the quarterback. Just some.
Or you got to score a lot of points. You know, that's the thing about the Colts is the Niners, I mean, they gave up 27 even before the pick six, but they just had a touchdown lead the entire time because every time they got the ball, they went down and scored. Shoot, what's his name? I forget the name of the punter. Is it Morstead? Zach.
For the Niners? Yes.
Morstead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm forgetting his name because I haven't seen him in three weeks.
You saw him like doing drills on the sideline was it Monday night?
Yeah.
He was doing drills?
I'm sure he just had to get on the telecast because he wasn't going to get on the field.
Let me warm my leg up for whatever happens. If not, I mean,
he's been a good punter this year for him.
And that's a great point you made, too, because it's like, if I don't need to see my punter ever, that means we're doing something right. You know, I think Purdy did have one turnover, if I'm not mistaken.
He did have a pick.
But yeah. I don't, although that actually that was kind of because they were what, down 8 points? The Colts were down like 7 or 8 points at that time. Or is it 10? Sorry, my mind. Ghost.
No, I want to say that Purdy pick, oh, I know it didn't hurt him, but it might have been right after, sorry, or before.
Like, it could have been crucial, but they were like, not.
That's right. The interception was followed by the Colts pick six.
Gotcha.
But the game at that point was already 14. Niners were up 14.
I gotcha. Okay, right. Because there could have been enough time left for maybe the Colts to make a comeback and, you know, who was it, D. Winters? He took care of business.
Yeah, read that audible by old Phil. By the way, why you're like the only person on earth I know that doesn't like the River Story.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations.
Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not that I don't like the story. I mean, I was never the biggest Philip Rivers fan. Just
why? Because he was better than the quarterbacks that you used to root for?
No, not really. I don't know.
Although I do remember him. He always seemed to struggle with the Dolphins for some reason.
He did. Actually, you know, it's funny. When he threw that pick six, it reminded me of Kiko Alonso all those years ago playing for the Dolphins and throwing that pick six to end the game, which they could have won. They actually had an opportunity to win. But I don't know. I just think it hurts the – we were talking about this. I was talking about this with Devone, the backup for Riley Leonard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what does that say to Riley Leonard?
That you stink. That you are so bad.
This is not fair,
that
man.
That you cannot outplay a 44-year-old who jumped off his couch.
He was in a national championship game, that guy.
What happened in that national championship game?
It doesn't. Yeah, but I don't know.
You know what I remember about that national championship game is them not letting him throw the ball. You can't do that in the NFL. You can't play quarterback keeper for four quarters. You got to sling it.
That's not good. Yeah. And then, you know what? Let's use that because Brock Purdy has been slinging it, man. He really has.
I don't know. We're going to stay on Rivers before we get to Purdy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, with Rivers, okay, again, you're bringing in a 44-year-old when you have a younger guy, 20 years his junior. Like, that's just a slap in the face, man.
I actually think that what Rivers did, because, you know, he reset his Hall of Fame eligibility.
Yeah, that's...
He improved his Hall of Fame chances by doing what he did.
You think he also did it for the insurance re-up?
No, I really don't think he did it for that.
It was really just funny.
It was a nice little cherry on top, by the way.
Was.
Yeah, in fact, I thought it was funny that the one thing they didn't discuss about Rivers in his comeback was what they were paying him. I think he's just getting a vet min.
Yeah, right.
Like a vet min game check.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
there's going to be a 30
for the love of the game, dude. He's Kevin Costner out there for his final hurrah.
Who is it? What was his name? Castle. Frank Castle? Not Frank Castle. That's a different guy.
That's the Punisher.
That's the Punisher.
that would
Chappell,
be
Billy Chappell.
Billy Chappell.
I knew it was something Castle
Frank
Chappell.
Castle. He's a killer. Yeah.
Although you know what? Credit to him, man. He had that lead in Seattle. That is a tough place to play. And he gave him the better chance. I don't know.
They had the lead with 30 seconds left.
Ridiculous.
God, that doggone it. If they'd won that game.
Oh, my God.
You would have never heard the end of it from me.
We would be sitting in here talking about, I'm not worried about Sam Darnold. How do you lose to Philip Rivers?
And that's why I don't fear the Seahawks, because they almost lost to Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
Who was also pretty good. I mean, this is the thing. It's like, to me, it's more of an indictment on quarterback play in 2025 that a dude who hasn't played in 5 years can step off his couch with a freaking boiler and throw for 280 and two touchdowns against.
So insane with the padding all.
Dude,
over.
He had a 175 and two touchdowns against the Niners at halftime. He was throwing popsicles.
That just tells you how in trouble the Niners defense could be.
Well,
and that's how much you need to get, you know.
Phillip Rivers also, his velocity, I mean, God, he's like Jamie Moyer at age 46.
Man.
His arm was so bad.
Yeah.
That he made Brock Purdy look like 2011 Aaron Rodgers the way he was throwing the ball. Like, when Brock Purdy threw the ball, it legit looked like he had zip. He had, you know, the
like,
sizzle behind
guy?
It.
Yeah, right. Well, he's also the only Niners quarterback to do something on Monday night nobody else did, right? We've talked about that. Five touchdowns on Monday night.
Was that the first time?
No Niners quarterback has ever done it.
Since Steve Young.
On Monday night.
Oh.
On Monday night.
Oh, that's a dumb stat.
It is, but it's a stat.
I thought I read that. I was obviously wrong. I thought that they were saying that it was the first time since Young threw six in the Super Bowl that anybody had thrown five.
Oh. I don't know. We'd have to look that up. But
well,
yeah.
It sounds like it's wrong because it was just on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Monday Night Football is... It's not that important.
Just because it's prime time, you don't care about that?
Well, you don't say, oh, that's the first time on Sunday Night Football anybody's... It's like when they have the Thanksgiving Day stats. It's like, oh, who was the guy who did it last year? It wasn't Dak. It might have been a Cowboy. You know, George Pickens had the first... three touchdown. I'm just making this up, but he had the first three touchdown game on Thanksgiving since whatever. Doesn't count. Doesn't count. All right, we got one more segment left before the crossover, and Dan
so
Devone
quick.
And Dan Dibley. Yeah, it's moving by fast, buddy, and that is because of you. All right, Ken Luttrell, Evan Giddings in for Steiny and Guru. We're back after this. That segment is sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. All right, Evan Giddings, Ken Luttrell, one last segment with you before we hand you off to Dan Devone and Dan Dibley. It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. All right, we got into your distaste for Phillip Rivers off of that Monday night game. We've discussed why the Niners should have your confidence moving forward and why I am now dubbing it Super Bowl or bust. Season.
You're putting the stamp.
By the way, it's not just for the Niners, it's for everybody. If you have a favorite team who's still in the postseason, it is Super Bowl or bust.
I mean, why not? Look at the Texans. Everyone loves their defense.
Michael Scott, I'm ready to be heard again.
And they're the seventh seed. They are the seventh seed right now. Do you care? You have more confidence in them or less confidence in them than you do Denver, than you do New England?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly... I'm going to say it now. It better be Super Bowl or bust.
For who?
For the Buffalo Bills. This is the year they need to go.
They're not going to win
it. At least go.
They won't win it.
Josh Allen. I read the names. Dude, I'm already taking them off the list now on the bubble. Lamar Jackson, the Ravens, they're done. Patrick Mahomes. No Patrick Mahomes. No Joe Burrow. No Lamar. You got to face C.J. Stroud, unproven. Justin Herbert, unproven. 45-year-old Aaron Rodgers. Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence. I think they got the best chance out of everybody just because they play both sides of the ball really well. If Drake May ends up beating you twice, and this time it's in the playoffs, something wrong. And then, or Bo Nix. I mean, they handled Denver last year, but that was last year. This is this year. Much better defense. I don't care how bad their personnel is. Josh Allen has to figure it out. He's got to get there. He's got to do something.
You would like to assume at least that he could come out of the NFC, get to a Super Bowl, which he hasn't. But I got good news for you, Buffalo fans. Chiefs ain't coming back next year. So you're going to have a few years, in my opinion. The thing about the AFC is this, Ken. I'll tell you who right now ain't. Win in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Jacksonville, Denver, I hate to admit it, the Chargers, and Pittsburgh. The teams that got a shot to me, a legit chance, are New England, Buffalo, and the team that ain't even in the playoffs right now, but you better watch out for them because I think that they can win multiple playoff games on the road. The Houston Texans. Watch out for Houston. They got the nastiest defense in the NFL, and CJ Stroud cannot continue to be this bad in the biggest
game. So you're relying on their defense, and we're relying on Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey. So it's kind
of
like,
wanted to talk about Brock Purdy before the break.
I did?
Yeah, because he threw 5 touchdowns, so floor is yours.
No, well, well, I mean,
spring that on you.
No, you sure did. I don't hate it, but like, I mean, with Brock Purdy, aside from Christian McCaffrey, who we know he's already proven. What is Brock Purdy when he's in the playoffs? He's gotten to the NFC Championship or better.
Both years.
All right. Yeah, he hasn't been many, but yeah.
Well, 2 out of 3. He's only been in the league for 3 seasons.
Right, which is very impressive. And, you know, you take last year and you just throw it in the trash because that's all it was. I mean, if we're going to say that, well, this team was going to get in because of their defense, this team's going to get in because of this quarterback in particular because they don't really have a personnel. I mean, the Niners can get in with Brock Purdy just because of the way he's been playing.
I am glad that it feels like the last 5 weeks, and it's been because he's played so well, that, you know, we're talking about why can't a team go far, holes in their resume. I haven't heard people say Brock Purdy, and I'm happy about that because since he's returned from turf toe, do you know that Brock Purdy has almost identical numbers to Matthew Stafford, who will probably be the league's MVP?
I was going to say, I was actually looking at his TD interception ratio yesterday, and it's, I kind of snuck up on me. Because what is it?
It's 13-4. He is 5-0.
Pretty good, man.
He's completing 70% of his passes. He has a 13-4 touchdown to interception ratio, and he has a quarterback rating of 110. Yeah. That is almost to a T what Matthew Stafford has also done his last 5 weeks.
And I think the most important part about that is not just because he's making the throws, figuring it out. I mean, again, you threw 3 interceptions, but you still won the game 20-9 against the Panthers. I with that offensive line, it doesn't look like he's running for his life. I think there was a lot of times he was running for his life in those earlier playoff runs, and that became, you know, problematic, especially when you're going against a team like a defensive line like Philadelphia, in which he got hurt in. And that's what sucks, because we'll never know what could have happened in that game in his first year. But again, it was his first year, unproven. I just don't know why you think C.J. Stroud can make a run, because we still haven't seen anything except for that one win against Los Angeles Chargers in the first round last year.
He has two.
Yeah. Who did he beat before?
I don't know. Sorry, his first playoff trip, they played Baltimore and they lost.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
This is going to be the year.
This is the year.
No, I think Houston's defense is, it's so freaking nasty, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
I mean, they made Buffalo look like a JV team.
You know, Buffalo has been, they've had a lot of games.
And you're
games.
Right. I think Buffalo is probably the team people are expecting to get over the hump, because there's no Kansas City. Even though they haven't lost to them, I don't believe, there's probably not going to be a Baltimore. But I just think, look, Houston's the team that no one will want to play, because kind of like the Niners, but the Niners had stacked more wins earlier in the season. Houston might be the hottest team in football. And I think the Niners are starting to look like the hottest team in the NFC.
Well, it's funny you say that, because Jacksonville is,
they've won 6 in a row.
6 in a row. So that's what I think.
Houston's 7.
And I feel like we're getting off somewhere, but the hottest team in the NFC, along with Seattle, is San Francisco. And I think we're going to, I do like Chicago. You asked me before, you know, if I was scared or what worries me on
about
Sunday.
The Bears, yeah.
Yeah. I honestly, thinking about it, nothing too much. It's really just the defensive pressure. That's what just bothers me the most. I think the offense is going to be fine. I'm really intrigued to see what they're going to do against Seattle. And I know it's got to be one game, you know, week to week, one game, but Super Bowl or bust time, we got 2 games left. This is kind of what you can do now, because that Seattle game is going to be everything.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm really going to be told, if we're saying they're one of the best NFC teams, how good Brock Purdy can be. Because, yeah, they beat Seattle in Seattle, but that was a week one win. And people like to, cheapen a week one win. Because, I mean, look at Las Vegas, the Raiders. They beat the Patriots week one. Means nothing.
Well, that's a fact.
You know what I mean?
But it's not that the week one win doesn't matter, although it kind of doesn't at this point of the season, but because the Niners play the Seahawks in week 18, the result of that game will undoubtedly just mean more. It will, because it's more recent.
Right.
You know, week one results, they bear weight in regards to the schedule, the record, and in the Niners' case, your division record, because that's the whole... Honestly, that game against the Seahawks, and it's all the way back in week one, and the win in LA against the Rams, which again is all the way back in week five. That's why the Niners are in the driver's seat and control their own destiny for the one seed, because they won those two games. They beat Seattle. They beat the Rams. You could say they're both coin flips. It doesn't really matter. That's why they're 4-2. And so if they win out, then doggone it, they're the one seed. Pardon me, they're 4-1 in the division right now.
You know, I was looking at Brock Purdy's numbers throughout this year, and it's crazy because I feel like he played more games, but he really hasn't, because he only played Seattle, Jacksonville.
6-1.
Right. It's such an odd thing to think, but I forgot, like, Mac Jones just had this incredible run. But it just seems like when he protects the ball, they handle their opponent. I mean, even the game, he had the same amount of interceptions in Seattle as he did in Jacksonville, and it was two, and they still won the game in Seattle. Like, the only one in Jacksonville, he had two interceptions, but he also threw the ball for, 309 yards. You know?
Yeah, he had a fumble. I mean, that's the whole point. He played so poorly, and they nearly won that football game.
But you know what it says, too? He's only been sacked 7 times. Like, that is just a true test. So, like I said, like, we both believe that he can do it, but I also believe that the offensive line can really take, keep things in perspective, because they're giving him enough time to throw the ball. He's getting enough time to make the accurate throws. The Carolina game, forget it. You forgot about it. You moved on, and you took care of the games you need to take care of, and this is a game they just take care of.
I think that, well, what we're learning about earlier in the year is, I don't know, I heard excuses all season long that, you know, the offensive line is why the Niners are not doing as well, and why, you know, Mac Jones doesn't have a ton of time, and why McCaffrey's not running the ball efficiently. It's like, get out of here with that. Are they the best offensive line of the league? No, I don't think they're there, but they're acting like Brock Purdy and Mac Jones have been sacked 40-plus times, which is what bad offensive lines have allowed their quarterbacks to be sacked. Brock Purdy, and part of it is also because he is elusive and can use his legs, and I think he's also done a better job. I think what he learned against the Panthers is that it's okay to throw the ball away. Like, it's okay to just get rid of it. And against the Browns, I believe he set a career high for most throwaway passes in a game for him. So it's like, if you just take care of the ball, you're right, you're going to win on most nights. And I think that's always been the case for Niners quarterbacks, but you've seen clearly that when Mac Jones has quarterbacked the 49ers, they've won games, but they have not been running up the scoreboard the way they have with Brock Purdy. They just haven't. With Mac Jones, they failed to score more than 26 points outside of one game. They and that was against the Giants. They scored 34. With Brock Purdy, they have averaged 35 points since he's come back.
Yeah, that's...
And again, you know, they had the pick six. They've got a little help from their defense. But to me, that's the difference. With Mac Jones, they're a good offense. With Brock Purdy, they're a great offense.
Yeah, you could even say elite with that number, that type of average of a number. I mean, when people say, you said it, Christian McCaffrey, like, yeah, he can't break out for an 80-yard run, but like you said, who cares? Just little by little, move the ball up and down the – they can move the ball up and down the field. They really kind of have, like, full tilt when it comes to, you know, how they want to run their offense. And – it's just like all these different moving parts. So it's like, yeah, why are they so successful? Brock Purdy's playing well. Christian McCaffrey's playing well. It all circles back to Kyle Shanahan. I mean, the guy last week, he had a – there was a questionable touchdown catch in the back of the end zone near the corner. And Kyle's like, yeah, no, don't worry about it. I got something for him. I'll take care of that.
Still scored.
Yeah, easily. Much easier than they did, you know, than the play that he could have challenged. But I it's like you said, it's like we keep saying, like, I mean, maybe the defense doesn't have to be as elite as it can, as elite as it needs to be. And once you get into the playoffs, things happen. I mean, we're looking at reports that, you know, Fred Warner might be back.
Yeah, John Lynch mentioned that.
Rehabbing 6 hours a day is what I'm reading. So why would you rehab for 6 hours a day just for next year? Like, what's the possible need for that?
Well, would you bring him back if he could go at risk of injury?
Why not? Because if this is the year we're saying they have the big, I think this is the year they have the biggest or best opportunity to go and run the table, even though it's not the best team. And if he makes you better, some people say, oh, well, that's too risky. But listen, if you could win at any point in time, whether you're the one or the seventh seed, why not have your best, you know, why not have your leading defender on the field at the same time?
That's a good point. 888-957-9570 is the number. A few minutes here before we hand things off to the crossover and bring in Dan Dibley and Dan Devone. On the Niners conversation, Richie in Queens wants to talk about it. And I got to introduce you to a fellow East Coaster, meet Ken Luttrell, Richie. So I'll just let you guys have at it and welcome you to the show.
What's
Happy
up,
holidays.
Richie?
What's up? Richie.
Giants. I love the Niners. I am a New York Giant fan, per se, but my second team are the Niners. I'm looking at their stats. They're giving up, they're 18 giving up yards per game, but they're 11th as far as giving up points per game. And it's amazing because their top guy has, Farrell is the only guy with four sacks, I believe. So they've got nine sacks, which is nine below the second worst team. So it's amazing what they're doing. I give Salah all the credit. Obviously, looking forward to this game against the Bears. I mean, Williams has been great. Closing games, not so good. Beginning of games, 57% accuracy. So their offense, and, you know, I want to see, obviously, Kittle's got to be back. I don't know if he will with that ankle sprain, but you know, watching Purdy, he's, you know, and I haven't been a big fan of him at times because his arm strength, but he just looks more solid. And McCaffrey has been incredible. So, you know, Salah coming over and all the grief he got as a head coach and what he's doing is what he should be. They're talking about him being maybe a coaching prospect again. There's certain guys to me that are just, you know, they're coordinators. And he's one, Spags is another, McDaniel. So it's a good story. And I've been saying to you guys, I think he should be up for a possible coach of the year. You know, I mean, I know they're talking about the Rams, and I know talking about certain, maybe even Jacksonville at this point, but Shanahan's done a tremendous job, so I think it's really incredible. And can I make one comment, too, about the NBA real quick?
Absolutely, Richie. The floor is yours.
Draymond Green, you know, I'm 78, and I've followed the NBA forever.
God bless you, Richie.
Lost a little touch, but now I'm getting back into it again. And, you know, I mean, obviously you can say the old guy in the balcony, the three-point plays, not playing defense anymore. But Draymond Green is an absolute disgrace. And Kerr has earned the right to just tell him to get off the court and not to come back. And when you defer to a guy like him, and what really bothers me, because the image, when I fight about the image, you know, and I want this, the NBA to succeed because I think it's such a great sport. New York goes wild. New York goes a berserk when the Knicks are playing well. So my point is, at this point, for him to dominate and for him to make the threats and him to do what he does, and then he's on a show at the end of as a guest, it's a disgrace what he does. And it just really shows that there are certain times I think you've got to make a stand for individuals like that for the good of the sport.
Thanks, Richie.
Appreciate it, Rich.
What'd you think of your brethren, Kenny?
Well, I mean, he told us what he liked about the Niners team. I kind of wanted to know what he thought about, you know, what kind of concerns him going into this playoff, Super Bowl or bust playoff appearance, I should say. I don't know. With Draymond Green, like, yeah, we know a lot of people think he's a disgrace, but at the same time, we talk about it. It's just who he is. And if he's showing growth by walking off, you know, heading into the locker room, then that's fine with me. But yeah, Richie, I get it. You're set in your ways, and you're probably going to feel that way about Draymond, but it's just like, who cares?
Isn't so much directed at Richie as it is directed at New York City. So give me a minute.
Be careful.
You ever think that maybe the way that East Coast fandom looks at and treats their players is one of the reasons why they kind of struggle? Not name the New York Yankees. Well, it's a pretty tough market when it comes to criticism.
Go ahead.
Draymond Green has been a part of and been a focal point of four championships. The New York Knicks have not been to an NBA Finals since 1999. Maybe if you guys were nicer to your athletes, maybe if you guys appreciated the good with the bad, these players would be allowed to reach their ceiling, to be themselves the yin and the yang, and help you actually win something.
See, I don't know if I subscribe to that because, I mean, there's been multiple times where players have been problematic, you know, and then have played for the Knicks, for the Mets, for, you know, the Rangers, what have you. And honestly, we're just too honest. I think, you know.
And that's a problem.
The Bay Area people, you guys are too soft when it comes to, like, you know, letting your players know how you feel. Although there's a lot of Draymond, you know, haters in the comments section on YouTube, on the Boxer and Gersten injuries or worry, whatever text line, you know, people call
Boxer and Gersten work injury attorneys.
I'm sorry, I don't want to butcher that.
I know,
but yeah, I mean, you're not wrong though. I would say we're not as bad as Philly, and I think that plays a part. Although they've at least had a couple of championships in the last 10 or 15 years.
Not the Sixers.
I just think. Trust the process. Trust that it's over.
No, I mean, oh, look, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but I think that
Now I get where you're going, but like, yeah.
So, like, you figure out which athletes is, the juice is worth the squeeze, and I'm beginning to rethink it, but I think up until recently, it's kind of been worth it with Draymond.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I think if he was in a market like New York, it'd be the same thing. I think he'd be fine.
What?
Yeah.
It would kill him in New York.
Absolutely.
But, he almost swung on a coach in his fourth season.
But the love would be just as great. The love would be a lot, I think, because that's what we do. We hate hard, but we love harder, I feel like. We really
keep
do.
Telling yourselves that. Keep telling yourselves that.
As long as you perform, and because we've had, there's tons of distractions.
Wait until Tyler Kolek goes 2 for his next 25 from 3-point range. You're going to be crucifying this young man.
Don't you worry about that Marquette man. He's going to be just fine.
You guys think he's better than Pods?
I mean,
just because he's white and left-handed doesn't mean
we got a lot of left-handed guys. I
know.
Who was a DeVone? Someone was saying that they don't like left-handers. It just feels weird. I think it was DeVone, and I'm like,
well, that's an idiotic take. We have to talk about that.
I've gotten used to it, although it was weird watching Julius Randle for years, and I'm just like, yeah, it seems a little bit off. But we
lefties do literally everything better than right-handers. Like it looks everything they do looks better.
What about quarterbacks? You know, like lefty quarterbacks?
Well, whether they perform well or not is something different. When they throw the ball, like, have you seen those videos of when they've switched hands? You know, they've had like Tua throw right-handed,
and it actually looks good. Or I think it's the opposite for people. I think people don't like Tua because he's lefty, and when he throws righty, it actually looks more natural to their aesthetically, you know, pleasing eyes.
Well, it looks normal, but it looks worse because the ball still is floating in the air.
I feel the opposite.
No, I don't think Tua looks great as a righty. I think he barely looks great as a lefty.
Well, he's not going to look great as anything because I don't think he's going to be playing in Miami anytime soon.
No, but like baseball players, pitchers, everything looks better left-handed.
Yeah, that's a different animal.
Name
though.
Any of your favorite swings from when you were a kid. I guarantee you they're all left-handed.
Pretty much.
All of them.
Yeah. I would say...
Except for maybe like Gary Sheffield.
Jeff Bagwell. Yeah.
But that's just because they kind of got that little hitch.
You're right.
All right, speaking of hitches, we got to bring in two of them. DeVone and Dan Dibley are coming up here in just a little bit. We also got What's Bugging You during the crossover, which is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. I'm not sure. We'll find that read during the break. But Ken Luttrell, it's going to be your first What's Bugging You. Do you have one ready?
I was thinking about it yesterday, so I got a little something. Should
Does
be
that
fun.
To do with family?
Yes.
Your wife's listening.
It's got to do with the holidays.
Your son's listening.
He's probably not listening. He's probably enjoying...
Jimmy Dean.
He's probably about to have nap time about 20 minutes.
Is that because you didn't have nap time last night?
Up all night, dude. It's the perils of having a toddler.
Well, I'm sure you and Dibley can...
we can really...
connect over that. I guarantee it'll be the first thing that we talk about here. All right, coming up next, the crossover on 95.7 The Game. That's Ken Luttrell, Evan Ginnings in for Steiny and Guru. And that segment was sponsored by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
In 2020,
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.